many people say like, oh, I will believe if I see a flying glass. I will believe that everything is possible. But what you're saying, in most cases, the universe will reset them. And they will go back to do whatever they did.
Well, let's put it this way. I have performed things that I would say would be pretty amazing. And people have sat there in awe, teary-eyed, in shock, and whatever. And then I think within 24 hours, they're pretty much functioning as if they didn't have something tremendously happen. I mean, if you went back maybe a few hundred years ago, 500 years ago, 2,000 years ago, I'd say it's more like you seeing a miracle. Well, you're, that's it. You're going to get a tent pitch out in front of the person's house. You're dedicated for the rest of your life. You don't care about any material thing in your life. You don't care about any. You're like, this is it. In this day and age, the consciousness has grown so intensive that I think people have been so overstimulated, so programmed by stimulation from movies, radio, TV, that this is now interweaved also with this do vibration. And I think that people just fall asleep a lot more easily. But yeah, they can see amazing miracles. And that's it. You know, the ironic thing that I find is, and I think in some ways there's good reasoning for it, because I do think that there's a lot of charlatans and there's a lot of bunk out there. But, you know, no matter what somebody sees, no matter how amazing it is, and this is what I really believe, and it's been in some ways my experience, someone will beg me to do something amazing, okay? Beg me, okay? I'll give you a perfect example. Well, we don't want to say his name, but everybody knows Mr. D, we'll call him, okay? And, I mean, he has seen things that would just defy logic. I mean, without a doubt, absolutely, beyond positively, there's no way smoke and mirrors is going to do this. No way. Just no way. And some people have talked to this person. They're sitting in this room and can confirm everything am I saying. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Thank you. So, the bottom line is that he would go into denial and go, well, there's just no way it could happen. There's just no way. It could have been this, or it could have been a freak meteor shower. It could have been blah, 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 blah. And you've heard him say this.
Yeah, I've heard him say this.
Okay. So, and then he'll go, but no, there's just no way. It was real. It absolutely happened. It was like a miracle. I don't blame him for that. But what I have learned in my life is that no matter what I do, no matter what I do, no matter how amazing it is, I know in this day and age and in this reality that there is a thing in the back of every human's brain now that snaps him to this point of saying, no, it had to have been fake because it can't be that way. It can't be possible. No matter how much they almost want to believe. Now, of course, if you were more naive, and I'm not saying if you believe you're naive, but if you could say in ancient days, maybe you could be blown away by smoke and mirrors, and I'm sure in a lot of cases it was, but when you seen the real deal also, you also believed a lot better. And maybe that's what propelled these people to reach higher levels of these gifts. So I think sometimes the only way to really, truly, and this is really the foundation of why I started Higher Balance, is to teach people to do it themselves. I don't think in this day and age, no matter what I do, and they'll tell me all the time, I mean, if you can do this, hands down, that's it. You know, I can't tell you how many times I've heard that. And yet when they experience it, they're in awe. I'd say 24 hours to 7 days later, you know, it's back to the same old routine. And then they're asking me to do another puppeting trick. And people can attest to this. Am I right or wrong?
You've
witnessed
right.
this. So either now you could say it's this resetting effect, or you could say it's society. You could say it's just a cynicalness that we've learned in our society in this day and age. I would say it's a little bit of everything. But the point is it gets down to the same thing again. You've got to teach the individual to awaken. You've got to snap them out of this. This is why we put that book out there. This is why we taught them how to read the F thing and to count it. We're trying to get people to see that they're asleep. And if you can see that you're asleep, you can wake yourself from the dream. But you first got to be able to realize it. And then you got to practice staying awake.
I don't know what aspect of the governor it is, but I've experienced things that I've seen you do that if I remember them now, they're complete amazing miracles, but my brain will fragment them
yep.
into different days. Why does that happen?
It's again, it's your psychological, sociological programming. It's the same reason why you can't count those F's and they're right in front of you. You are designed to be an organism on this planet that serves a procreation purpose. That is your purpose. You must never, ever forget. It's not to say never forget your enemy, because it's not really your enemy, and I don't want anybody to think of it that way. But you have to always realize what really is the organic part of his purpose. And this is the mechanism that's constantly battling with your mind. It's trying to always make you go to sleep. It's always trying to stay in control. Remember I taught you, if you can't control your thoughts more or less and tell yourself to be quiet, who's really in charge? The brain that's pretending to be you, or really the core of who you really are? Well, you forget that, and everybody autopilots back to letting that brain take over, and it's telling you, well, this is the way it is, and da-da-da-da. Well, it's really rooted into this major programming, okay? So this is why it's a battle, it's a fight, it's a dedication of your life to truly awaken. I mean, this is the highest thing instinctively that we can feel in the core of our being, that there's something more, so we fight and struggle to attain it. Those of us who can stay awake long enough. So it splits up these things that you've seen. It breaks them all down. It waters them down over time. Because these are the things that in ancient times would have been the most empowering seeds to really motivate you to break away from just being an organic, functioning, I hate to say machine or a red cell. That's more or less how I see it. You fall back into your automation. And so it knows how to isolate, just like in your brain, I hate to say that's the virus, but in this particular case, you are the virus. Now, if you were to use the Matrix, you could say that Neo was the virus to the computer, even though he was searching for something greater. You know, it's just semantics, how you want to look at it, because I don't want to say virus and people think this is negative. What it is it's a good virus, because there's some program inside of you still left that is fighting to awaken. And so it's trying to shut it down. It's trying to suppress it. It's trying to control it. And this is what's going on biologically. It's just another kind of computer. Does that work for you?
It's fascinating.
And if you let it, I'm telling you, it'll eradicate everything. I don't know. I mean, I think people that totally can erase everything from their mind, and they can't even remember a lick of what happened. I think, you know, there were several people that one time were out in the park. You guys are aware of. You guys seem to be seeing. But that particular person. So, you know, and then Jeff, I mean, he of course, had less training than everybody. I think it was quite a major opportunity for someone like him to witness something like that. But he certainly was red cell. There's no doubt about it. But I mean, here he goes. He gets to see this amazing study. I bet you he doesn't even remember to this day. I bet you he just remembers her out walking in the park. I bet you he can't remember any of it anymore. That's how washed out he got, you know. I'm sure you guys would agree with me.
Yeah.
So, you know, this just goes back to saying what I'm saying. Why would you forget something? If you can remember the parts of a movie, why would you forget this? Because it is a problem, and the programming knows it is. And so it eradicates what potentially could be something that leads to something greater. In olden days, these are the things that were the seeds for you to fight for a higher consciousness. Just like anything else, it gets smarter. This is evolution too. Evolution gets smarter. Well, this is technology is evolution. The dough is evolution. I mean, everything is striving to straddle the control so it doesn't get out of control. Remember, white cells have to always be the fewer. I mean, the bottom line is that the organism is the bigger plan. It's bigger than all of us. You know, the whole universe is going somewhere. There's a reason for it. But there is a purpose for some of us to also be here. We are to help guide it. We're like the ones in this big group of people who are moving. Well, there's always the people that are the ones kind of working with everybody else, saying, no, walk this way, do this, concentrate, focus, you know, don't rush. You know, they're stabilizing the other group around them to function better. When you get these guys just kind of sprinkled everywhere, they each are able to work with 10 people with this group of how many hundreds of people actually then has somebody directing them, and that balance can work better. I certainly believe that white cells have a divine purpose. They always have, and they're a necessity, and if the world didn't have it, this world would not be here. There must be co-creators. There must be people that are in tune with the higher universe we act as conduits to experience this reality, and we internalize it, and we release that data back to this higher conscious. We, in the sense, are what I call noids, or a different kind of neurosynapse that kind of translate what's going on in this dimension into a higher thing. The same way your hands are an extension out and your nerves kind of give you the information, they transfer into electrical data. Well, we're kind of the same thing, just much more complex in a singular unit, but very differently designed. And we're scattered across the planet, or the universe, if you will, and we internalize from a spiritual perspective reality rather than functioning in reality and not having that connection.
Please insert disk 2.